Hey, Robin, joining us, Chef Star Ironside.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. The traveling chef.
The traveling chef. I just got back from a bit of a whirlwind tour to Colombia and Aruba.
Wow.
Yes.
So I'm dying to hear about it.
Oh, well, I brought some goodies for us to snack on directly from Colombia. We went down to Medellin, also known as Medellin. Yeah, I've learned that pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that I brought back with me from this area is I wasn't allowed to bring back the fruits, but I did bring back the chocolate versions.
Oh,
of
well,
these,
that's good.
Of these fruits. Yeah, I figured we'd like the chocolate. So,
sure,
you know. I went down there to visit some friends and family and also help out in a resort called Saratusa Springs. It's an eco resort in Venencia, and I'm probably going to get yelled at for pronouncing that wrong, but my American tongue will only let me do so many things.
That's right.
So it's just 2 hours south of Medellin.
All right.
So the first berry we're going to try, it's the little chocolate-covered berries. We're going to try passion fruit.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Passion fruit. Huh?
Passion fruit.
All right.
This grows wild down there, and I was lucky enough to have...
Ooh.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to have passion fruit directly off the tree. It is a different world. Now, how are you feeling about that? You have a look.
I'm getting mostly chocolate. But...
Well, that's the good part.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah.
It's something else. Mm-hmm. Now, the passion fruit, we have it here in the States. I was a little spoiled because I got fresh fruit directly off the trees. So bananas directly off the tree, that is an entire different flavor profile than what we have here in the States.
Oh,
the passion fruit down there is just so meaty. It is delicious. It's sweet. And then there's little seeds all throughout all of it.
All right. Robin, try the first one there. That's passion fruit.
That's passion fruit.
Yeah, on the far one on the right. The first one on the right. It's marked with a...
Passion fruit, yeah. That's a little chocolate covered...
There you go.
Oh.
You get the passion fruit, you got it right off the tree.
It's like chocolate.
Yeah.
It's chocolate covered passion fruit.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can disguise anything with chocolate.
That's right, right? So for our palates, we brought the chocolate just to deliver the passion fruit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So the next one is Lulo. This one was new to me. It is, the fruit is,
That's
it's also
what I
known
just
as.
Ate.
The what?
I just ate Lulo.
That's Lulo.
Lulo.
Lulo. It's a fruit from Colombia. Mm-hmm. They are also known as Naranjilla, translating to little orange, and are called the same in Colombia. You can kind of pick it up. Lulo is what it's known as. Mm-hmm. It's actually part of the nightshade family, but it grows in central and northern Colombia. You can buy it around the country. So this is usually up in the foothills and it looks like a little orange cherry tomatoes.
Oh.
I was really shocked at the flavor profile. It's a
meaty. Nightshade is tomato, right?
Yes. And yep.
So,
That's what it looks like.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
I really like that. So far, I've liked both of them.
See, we're going to have to get you a
trip over there. We put tomatoes in salad, and it's fruit.
It is, yeah. So it's like a fruit salad.
I thought I was having vegetables all this time.
I told you I was going to disguise a vegetable up in something and make you eat it. Speaking of Colombia.
Try that with kale.
Yeah, chocolate-covered kale.
Yeah.
Next time I come in, this is what we're doing. Coffee.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I can't eat this.
Oh, you can't eat it. Okay,
it
well, we'll skip
wife.
It. Good. We'll skip that. So... Colombia has ruined me for American coffee for the rest of my life.
Wow.
The coffee down there is just so fragrant. I don't need creamer in it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Colombian?
This is Colombian fruits, yep.
I thought they were known for something else, but...
that as well. The town that I'm in, actually, they don't want to have anything to do with any of that because they want to keep their backyards fairly clean. So I was really impressed with how clean and safe the town was that I wandered around.
Yeah.
The next one is mango.
Okay, mango, I know
Yeah, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So the mango down there has a sweeter... flesh to it. Now, some people are allergic to the skins because it is a member of the poison ivy and oak family.
Oh.
So you can't have the skins, but the flesh is fine. The seed is not. It's the oils that you want to try to avoid if you're allergic to it. But this is just a little, isn't that delicious?
Yeah.
I was thinking of a dried mango.
Oh, dried mango's good. Yeah. You just got to watch out for that skin if you're allergic to it.
I have to cleanse my palate.
Yeah, I got to get some water. All right, the next one. This is a fun one. Goldenberry.
Goldenberry, all right.
Ichuvas are small and yellow. They contain flavonoids, which kill stomach parasites and also aid in digestion. Now, some doctors even claim that ichuvas help prevent colon and stomach cancers. So this is very interesting. That goldenberry, I've actually had it raw, and it's pretty good. It's something that I have never quite found the like to here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So we won't have parasites after eating one of those.
What's it look like, the fruit?
It's like a little berry with, here, I'll have to find a picture of it for you. So,
who knew the golden berry would be a berry? I don't
know. Yeah. So that's one of the fun flavors down there is the golden berry and the nanjaria, which the lulo.
Mm-hmm.
They're very interesting.
Wow. Now, did you just bring these back or something?
I brought them back in a whole pack just for you guys to try.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like bringing different flavors.
See, she couldn't bring the fruits back, so she brought the chocolate.
Yeah, the Border Patrol people wouldn't allow me across into the airport with it. So what we're going to try now is arepa con queso. So that is the... it's wrapped up in the napkin. Yeah.
Oh, this guy here.
Yeah, that guy there.
Ooh,
so go ahead and try that.
It's warm.
Yes, it is warm.
Looks like a cookie.
It kind of. So try that out.
Gosh, it's almost like a pancake.
It's almost like a pancake. So that is a staple down there. Arepa con queso is made from like a cooked masa cornmeal, and then it's filled with a type of cheese. Now, what they use down there is they use a queso fresca. I don't particularly like that because it's too wet. So whenever you go to put the dough around it, it just tends to get a little way too moist for my liking. So I use mozzarella in this one, which is very common down there as well.
Okay. That's delicious.
It is. Ooh. So a lot of the time, they have this for every meal. There's vendor stands, tons of vendor stands with arepas. It's just something everybody eats. Everybody has it in a meal. They have chicharrones and arepas. So the next drink we're going to try is this liquid. It's called a Colombiana.
A Colombiana.
Colombiana. This is very, very popular. It has a flavor of apple, sweet tea, and cola. We kind of can't pinpoint what exactly it is.
Yeah.
So it tastes
quite
a little
refreshing.
It is. It's really good. And when you're down there in the heat, hiking or whatever, one of these, it just it hits the spot down there for sure. So it's very good. And we were able to import some. And it's my son absolutely loves the stuff because he spends months down in Colombia.
Now, cola is a nut, right?
For this, I think it's cola as in a soda.
Oh, okay.
So, it has such a different flavor. It's almost like a sweet tea, but with apples. Kind of a little bit of a sweet flavor to it. This is the one thing that I kind of can't crack the flavor on and figure out.
But it is quite
tastes
refreshing.
Tastes like something.
It tastes like something. You just can't have it, right?
So what did you learn from your time down there?
I learned that siesta time shuts down most of everything.
Yeah.
So whereas we have a 9-to-5 sort of mentality, most of the people there get up fairly early. They have farms, fincas to run. The campesinas, the people that work in the fields, they have other things to do. So early in the morning, then they take a break through the heat of the day. Kind of the same, similar as in Spain. Everything shuts down.
2-to-4, something like
2
that.
2-to-4, yeah. It's something, and then they'll come back, and then every weekend it seems there's a big party. There's a huge party going on downtown. Everybody comes downtown, and people, it's a different way of life. One thing that I noticed that I did not see a whole lot of people on their phones. I was the only one on my phone taking pictures until I had to stop because I was odd person out. People down there are petite. I stood out like a sore thumb. But the kids would all play in the town square. It's an innocent, very tranquil feeling. The church, the Catholic church down there, I forget the name of it, is the center. And then everything's built up around there. There's shops. There's coffee. There's everything there. And the way of life is a village, a pueblo sort of life. But everybody knows everybody. Everybody helps everybody. And everybody talks to everybody. And just that feeling of togetherness.
How big of a village or town is it?
That's a good question, because I've walked to different parts and realized that there's more of it. So I would say a few thousand at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is in the country of Colombia. What's the town?
Valencia Antigua, and I probably pronounced that terribly. I've been yelled at for a past month of how to pronounce that.
So you probably fly into Bogota.
You fly into Medellin.
Oh, Medellin. Yeah,
and then you take a car, and it's about 2 hours south. They're something else. They're perpetually fixing roads down there. Mm-hmm. It's a perpetual thing. They've 5-year projects for fixing one road. It's absolutely amazing.
So we understand now what you learned. What were you able to show them or teach them?
Oh, prep. Mm-hmm. Their way of life has a sort of, we'll do it when we're asked to do it. Not in a bad way, but they just have priorities different. When you have a restaurant, there's a restaurant in Saratusa that I kind of helped with the back of the house and training, and then the front of the house, is we have a different viewpoint of tourism. We have a different viewpoint of hospitality. Because they want to have more American visitors there, I kind of had to show them the way of this is what we're doing. Prepping, pre-prepping, and what we call in the kitchen sandbagging, and making sure that we have enough for the influx of people coming in. Then farm to table down there. That was something that was really big. How to utilize fruits and vegetables that they, ideas that may, they may have not have seen. The avocados down there were the size of your head. They were huge, but they were delicious, but they were kind of watery. So we had to work around those problems. Then the different palates and textures, they're used to a certain particular flavor. And I introduced different flavors. I introduced hotter flavors where they're not used to that.
Spicy?
Spicy. They don't do spicy. They do very bland and somewhat sweet foods.
Wow.
American palates are not like that most of the time, even though I just brought you chocolate covered fruit.
Right.
But to move out of there and have more flavors, more flavored oils, more flavored textures. The eggs down there, that was something that I was really impressed with. The eggs down there are, the yolks are orange, almost as orange as the Colombiana.
Fresh eggs.
Mm-hmm. And the flavor was so good. Wow. The bananas were so delicious, but fruit bowls that, we see everywhere, mountain berry bowls, but to have it there, that's not something that they've, you don't find everywhere.
This has been the funnest we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Robin, we got to eat too while we were here. And
I'm not
everything.
Sure about this drink. What do they call it?
Colombiana.
Colombiana.
Yeah, it's a different one. Yeah.
Wow. Chef Star Ironside, thank you so
much. Wish I could put my little hint of vanilla or something.
Yeah, it's something.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll drink to this.
Yes, we will.
thank you so much.